North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, March 13, 2020.
The story on coronavirus or COVID-19 is changing by the hour. One thing that has happened in the last 24 hours is that many school districts in the area have closed for today, and others have closed for the next couple of weeks. Now, Everett has closed for the next 30 days, almost to the end of April. In Salem, the courthouse in Salem and in Lawrence underwent a deep clean after a trial court employee was exposed to the coronavirus, commonly known as COVID-19. This story was on today's front page of the Salem News. We'll be continuing to have updates on COVID-19 right here on MSONewsSports.com.
Paul Layton's reporting in today's Salem News. A pilot walked away unharmed after his plane crashed into trees in the backyard of a home next to Beverly Municipal Airport on Thursday. The plane, a Piper Archer, ended up nose down in the trees just a few feet from 85 Burley Street, a house in a residential neighborhood near Danvers High School that lies at the end of an airport runway. According to Brittany Angers, who lives at 85 Burley with her mother, she said no one was home at the time of the crash and was glad that the plane didn't hit the house and glad that the pilot walked out. Beverly Airport manager Gloria Bouillon said the plane went off the end of the runway, which is at a higher grade level than the house and the trees. She said the accident is under investigation by the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board. Bouillon identified the pilot as Justin Foley of Linfield, but did not know his age. She said Foley is a student pilot at the Beverly Flight Center, which is based at Beverly Airport. According to Paul Layton, Bouillon also said the pilot was very lucky to walk away unharmed, considering that the plane landed nose down in the trees. More in the story written by Paul Layton online at salemnews.com.
In Lynn, Maria Grandazzi doesn't consider herself a hero, but her actions would indicate otherwise. Gayla Colley and David McClellan write in today's Daily Item of Lynn that armed with nothing but a fire extinguisher from the MBTA bus that she had been driving, Grandazzi raced into a burning three-story building on Moulton Street and worked to help people get out of their homes before firefighters arrived on Wednesday night. Grandazzi, who lives in Lynn, said that she had finished her shift for the night and was driving her bus back down Boston Street when she noticed a small flame. She didn't think much about it at first, speculating that someone may have had been grilling food in the area, but when people started to panic, she realized that the building on the corner of Boston and Moulton Streets was on fire. Quote, "I can't tell you what overcame me," said Grandazzi, who's just 27 years old. She immediately pulled over to help. "It was just an instinct. Honestly, now that I think about it, I think that was hell. I was thinking running into a burning building. The only thing was, where there were people in the house, I wanted to get them out." There's much more on this story and her heroic actions in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
Michael Cronin's writing in today's Gloucester Times. Local scuba instructors and neighbors of Back Beach in Rockport are still clashing about classes being held on the public beach, despite efforts to streamline the permitting process by the town. Mike Merriman, a scuba instructor for the past 20 years, said he believes members of the Cape Ann scuba community are under the microscope whenever they dive in Rockport. He's quoted as saying, "Every time I've been at Rockport Beach, either for a class or just by myself, there has been a police officer checking permits, not just at Back Beach, but at Front Beach as well. I also heard from other instructors. They've been stopped at Old Garden Beach." Other divers have posted about their frustrations on Facebook. One post reads, "I'm a resident and had the police called on me and my fiancé because we were divers. We were legally parked and had just started to put our gear together when the police rolled up." More on this story on the front page of today's Gloucester Times.
Despite some apprehension from Governor Charlie Baker over a 5-cent gas tax increase, State Representative Dan Cahill of Lynn is confident that there is wide public support for the House's recent transportation bill, which seeks to raise $600 million annually. David McClellan writing in the item today that the Massachusetts House of Representatives passed the transportation bill last week with 113 votes in favor, 40 opposed. Besides raising the gas tax, the bill imposes fees for ride-sharing services and gets rid of a tax exemption for rental car companies. If the bill were ever to be signed into law, the revenue raised would be funneled back into the state's transportation systems, such as fixing roads and bridges and improving crumbling infrastructure, according to Cahill.
Taylor Ann Bradford is writing in today's Gloucester Times, where people once ordered frozen yogurt with toppings galore, there will now be the place for bill payments and loan payment authorization forms. Santander Bank plans on opening a new branch at 102 Roger Street, the site of the former Orange Leaf frozen yogurt and ice cream, at the end of the month. The new branch will be managed by Jonathan Broderick, who will continue to manage the bank's other Gloucester branch at 154 Main Street as well. Serving the Northeast since 2013, Santander Bank was scheduled to branch out to Roger Street last fall, but had to delay due to utility issues. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
That is it for us today on North Shore Today. We'll be following the coronavirus story, COVID-19, and some related stories here around the North Shore in the days ahead. So check back on the website at msonewsports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us. It is Friday. Have a great weekend.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen, or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.